Welcome to the space show, Jay.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
We've just seen the space shuttle launch, STS-131. What was it like for you?
Well, for me, it was a unique experience. I had seen a daytime shot with STS-121. I was also here for the Ares 1X test rocket launch. This was the first night launch, but one thing I will take away from this is this was something unique, as it was a launch right before dawn, and some unique things were experienced, in my opinion.
Some of those being?
Well, as most of your viewers are probably aware, we've all seen footage of night launches on NASA TV and on cable affiliates and TV affiliates in the States and in Australia. The one thing I found interesting was that when the shuttle stack got high enough up, we did see a little bit of the sun's rays interacting with the smoke plumes from the solid rocket booster exhaust. But more so after that, after the boosters came off and all you see is the bright light of the shuttle main engines, as it climbed higher, you could see almost like a really large halo around the bright star formed by the shuttle main engines. And all the footage I had seen of that, of night launches, either in tighter or out farther, had never shown that before. So I have to wonder if that was due to the sun's rays showing a phenomenon that I think was unique.
And the evolution of the colors as it progressed over the following hour.
Yes. And part of what you see with that, with the evolution of the colors, you mean by the dawn, right? Not so much the evolution of the colors of the smoke trail. Is that it?
Both.
Okay. Well, part of the evolution of the colors that you see from the solid rocket boosters, for instance, are due to the propellants and the oxidizer that it burns. And when it goes to the main engines, the hydrogen exhaust is basically pure. So you see a pure white light, as opposed to some of the impurities that you might see in solid rocket booster exhaust. There's a reason for that. That is the reason for that.
Now, you mentioned that you'd seen a previous shuttle launch and the Ares 1X. What's the main difference in the experience between a shuttle launch and the Ares launch?
Well, the ascent profiles are very similar. The one thing that was interesting on Ares 1X is whether it was unique to that configuration of rocket or whether it was due to atmospheric conditions. Acoustically, it actually sounded louder than many shuttle launches, and a lot of people, even Jerry Griffin, one of the old Apollo flight controllers. Was on hand for that, and he's had the rare experience of actually having seen a Saturn V launch, in his case Skylab, multiple shuttle launches in Ares 1X, and he said acoustically this one sounded pretty close to the other two, but it seemed a little bit louder. Daytime compared to nighttime, you see more detail and stuff. Nighttime, you're going to see more of an ambiance light. You can't really see the shuttle stack directly. You're basically seeing the indirect light coming off the rocket exhaust, illuminating the skyline around it. So it's kind of a different, ethereal, maybe might be the word I would use, experience. Whereas for somebody who's detail-oriented, a daytime launch is probably much cooler to watch from that standpoint.
You went up close to the shuttle the day before the launch. What was that experience like?
Well, that is correct. As a member of the press, we were, Andrew, as I recall, you were there as well. We were there for rollback of the rotating service structure from around the orbiter. It's almost like a cocoon coming off of a butterfly, as it were. The vehicle's ready for flight. It's there. And pretty much that's about the only time you ever see it, because even when they come back after a flight, they spend practically all their time in a orbital processing facility on site, an air-conditioned room, which many gearheads with their cars would probably love to park in. But when you see it just there, all ready to go, attached to its rocket, and something the size of a skyscraper, and you know it's going to fly the next day, you kind of take stock in the power of it, but also the beauty. A shuttle is very beautiful, in my opinion. The whites, the blacks, the brownish orange of the external tank, contrasted with the gray of the pad structure. I mean, it's hard to think that an inanimate object could have beauty, but it does.
Oh, thank you for joining us on the Space Show.
Well, thank you for having me, Andrew, and thanks for having me, Australia.